I can tell you that we were a range of findings that go from being extremely worried about certain situations in prisons, for example, the prison of Abomey, where persons are actually in conditions that are, as the delegation found, inhumane, with great lacks of infrastructure and resources. And we have advised and urged the government to take immediate action in this relation.
Are they action to fight against prison overcrowding?
Yes, and the government certainly has the capacity and a stated willingness to carry out reform. For example, the prison in Cotonou has experienced a very, very significant reduction in the number of persons that are housed there. So there is proof that actually the government is able to carry out reform in this sense.
You talk about the prison in Abomey and Cotonou, but where did you find shocking and inhuman condition, or it's a case across the country?
That is specifically in the prison of Abomey, where a finding was made to the respect that immediate action must be taken to remedy the situation in which people are housed right now.
And what are the urgent action must be taken?
No individual action will have a lasting and systemic effect. In relation to prison overcrowding, it's a number of actions that have to be taken in a coordinated way. That includes usually legal reform, the adoption of penitentiary policies, and criminal policies of the state. So a number of those actions taken jointly can create lasting reform in the way people are treated in detention.
And have you received report or testimonies of detainees being tortured?
The IRCT, as I mentioned to you, works in the realm of confidentiality. So we don't actually disclose particular findings. But what I can confirm is that police brutality is not one of the main axes of concern of our delegation.
But what did the authorities of Benin tell you regarding the situation of the prison in Benin?
The authorities have expressed repeatedly their willingness to actually tackle the situation. They are facing quite significant challenges when it comes to an infrastructure that is very old and lacking, and the results of old policies of incarceration. So we have received assurances and the willingness and the interest of the government to actually live up to its international commitments in terms of the right of detained persons.
Just to give us an idea about overcrowding prison in Abomey or Cotonou, how many people are there?
In the prison of Abomey, there's close to 1,000 persons for a jail that has a stated capacity of 200 persons.